busting to get in is Owen Jones, author, social commentator, and of course one of our regular paper reviewers. Owen.
Well, firstly, just to take this absolutely ludicrous point about mobile phones, just taking the liberty of Googling mobile phone statistics in Africa. The majority of Africans have mobile phones. The vast majority of people in Nigeria have mobile phones. Are you now going to attempt to construct an argument that people in Africa are making it up? They're not really poor because they're living it up with luxuries such as mobile phones. Second point.
Well, let me reply to your mobile phones.
I mean, I have to say, so what?
Well, your argument's ludicrous, is the point I'm making.
Well, with all due respect, there are many millions of people in Africa. Nigeria is a very wealthy country.
No, the majority of Africans
have
mobile
phones. My point is, you can have whatever you want in life as long as you can afford to pay for it. That's the way I was brought up. That's the way.
Yeah, but the problem is, Winnie, you've been able to afford to pay for quite a lot in your life.
Thank God, and I've worked for it.
So understand people who haven't been able to.
But my question is, why put the mobile phone before the food? If you look after your children first. You buy your food for your children before you buy the food for the dog. You buy the food for the children before you pay for your satellite.
You've had your run. Edwina, just to explain, Edwina has form. In the 1980s, she claimed...
Oh, here we go.
Stand by your words. I'd like to hear what you say about this. She claimed that Northerners were dying before other people, not because of poverty, but because of ignorance and crisps. Those were your words, Edwina.
No, they're not, actually.
Well...
I said it was because of a poor diet, and that's
you said
still
crisps. You said
true.
Crisps.
No, I said chips, actually.
Well, that's okay, then.
I
just want to give a concrete example. If there's two names that everyone needs to remember tonight, particularly you, Edwina, it's Mark Mullins and Helen Mullins. They were a couple in Bedworth. Mark was an army veteran. He walked a 12-mile round trip every day to a Coventry soup kitchen. They lived in one room in the house. They had no fridge, so they left their food in the garden to keep it cold. Helen couldn't sign on because of her disability, so she wasn't eligible for Job Seekers Allowance, and they wouldn't give her IB because she was still being assessed. They committed suicide at the beginning of this month. They were a damning example of modern Britain, and you're insulting, frankly, insulting. I mean, what we've got here is your prejudice based on absolutely no factual evidence and a room full of people talking from experience which you were denying with not a single fact to back up your arguments. It's frankly embarrassing to watch.